in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Oh, I don't want to start the show saying dumb as rocks, but sometimes you just absolutely kill me.
Welcome to Tuesday, Randy Harris.
Can you believe it's been a year since you tried to kill me on Alligator Alley?
It's a year since you tried to eat me on Alligator Alley.
Not try. I was going to eat you.
For running out of gas.
So we are coming to you live from the Tampa Convention Center. The big game 55, I don't know, are we allowed to say SB?
I think so.
I don't know.
I think it's allowed.
I don't know. I don't want to get sued for that.
I know it's the big game on all the nightclub promotions right now.
Right, because you have to say that. But very disturbing, very, I don't know, what word do I want to use? Upsetting, eerie. I have said since the very first Super Bowl that I covered, I don't even remember which one it was.
1906.
I believe it was in Miami, San Francisco, against, I don't remember.
Wow. That's a long time
ago. I don't remember. I sat next to, this is how I got to go to the very first Super Bowl. I didn't go as media to this one.
Okay.
I went as a guest of former professional WCW wrestler Lex Luger.
Really? What?
And Lex Luger and the bigwigs went up to the press box or a suite, and I basically babysat somebody's kid.
Okay.
I don't even remember who. And this shows you how far the Super Bowl has gone.
Okay.
Okay. This weekend, ironic, the halftime show is The Weeknd. I didn't even plan that. It just came out that way. Right? So The Weeknd is the halftime. I don't even remember who it was last year, to be honest. But, you know, it's gotten so big, the halftime show. And I've always said, next to broadcasting from Radio Row, my favorite thing was always doing the halftime press conference.
Sure.
We did the Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney.
Was it J-Lo last year?
Yeah, J-Lo and Shakira.
Shakira,
because it was down in Miami.
Sure.
That's how big it's gotten. We could play a game,
okay,
which I love playing and you hate, my family hates.
21 questions.
Do you want to play 21? Do you want to play 10? Do you want
to
play 5? We could
guess,
stick John on to help you.
I have to guess who was on.
Who was the halftime show? The first Super Bowl, I don't remember the number. It doesn't matter. It was a long time ago.
It was in Miami or was Miami?
It was in Miami. You cannot Google.
Oh.
If you touch the Google, just ask some questions.
Okay. All right. Is it a rock and roll band?
No.
Okay. So it's a male or male performer?
No.
Okay. So female performer?
No.
Was it in the 80s? No, was it a female? It was a female performer?
It wasn't one. Now, you don't know how to play this dang game.
Was it a group of females?
No.
Were they spicy?
No.
I don't know when the Spice Girls were a thing.
All right, since you'll never get it, the halftime show was Up With People.
What is that?
It was, I don't even know how to describe it. It was just like a bunch of people that ran out there and sang. I want to say Kathy Lee Gifford was somehow involved as well. But it was Up With People.
As a group?
It was, it was sort of a group.
Okay.
Sort of. Then they progressed from Up With People. I think one year, and we joke about it all the time, it was probably the Dogs That Catch the Frisbees, which we used to see all the time at Old Tampa Stadium. But that's how far it's gotten. And then to walk into here yesterday and kind of check out the area and ABC Action News interviewed me today.
They did.
You know, and I tried to pawn it off to you because that's not me and it's definitely you.
I obviously have a face for radio.
You are the tool bag and you like getting in front of the camera. I didn't want any part of it, but they wanted me to talk about what we experienced last year and the year before and, you know, Radio Row into what it is now. Last year on Tuesday, we left about 5 in the morning.
We did.
We got to Miami Tuesday is obviously the slower day.
Correct.
Wednesday, it kicks in a little bit. Thursday and Friday is off the chain. When I tell you, as I look around every single booth area, and, you know, where last year they were closer, obviously.
Sure, of course.
When I say that in the next 10 minutes, we will be the only radio station broadcasting from Radio Row with a live guest.
It looks to be that way.
There are no guests here.
It looks to be true.
Not looks, it is true. That's provided our guest gets here.
Right. As I look around, I don't see any live guests.
None. Now, we will have a couple live guests later on in the program.
You're welcome. I brought that. I got that one.
I don't think so. The handler walked by and said, hey, would you like to get...
No, I met Mike in the bathroom before you got here.
Well, Mike's not who we were starting with.
Oh. Okay.
Randy Grimes, former Buccaneer, I remember from back in the day. Buccaneer from 83 to 92. We're going to talk to him about a numerous list of things. And Buccaneer-wise, COVID-wise, addiction-wise.
If you were a Buccaneer from the back in the day when they were historically the worst franchise, like, are you proud of this organization that... Even though your team, your era didn't win anything, are you proud of like where they are right now?
Well, since I'm going to say I wasn't a Buccaneer back in the day, but I did cover it.
It's true.
Proud? I don't know if proud necessarily would be, you know, the proper answer, but I would assume so. You know, they're Buccaneers. You know, especially if like in Randy Grimes' case, and we'll ask him towards the end of the first hour. This is the only organization that he's played for. So I would have to say yes. If you go, you know, 0-16, 0-12, 0-9, whatever it was, you know, day one, you know, to progress. And let's be honest, they have struggled since 0-2.
Sure.
You know, so I would have to say yes. Now, here's where you say no, okay?
If they left on bad terms.
If they left on bad terms, if they felt they were used and abused, if they felt, whether it's the Buccaneers or the Chiefs or, you know, really anybody, any team else, you know, how did you leave? Or there's so many players, and I won't say names, you know, that are so injured. You know, I know one former offensive lineman that can hardly walk.
Sure.
Is he holding that against the NFL, the team, which again, you know, I throw it out this way. You picked, you know, the bed.
Right.
Now you have to lay in it.
Of course. That's
a lot of players, you know, and this is a serious question. Which would you rather have? Would you rather have a shortened life, but you did something huge?
Sure.
You know, you played 20 years, you played 6 years, you played in the NFL, or would you rather have a longer life? And, you know, you work 9 to 5.
Sure.
Or in your case, 9 to 9.
Yeah, I'm always working.
Or in your case, you never show.
I had good intentions, though. There was a documentary, Generation Iron. It's about bodybuilding, and it follows the bodybuilders. And they asked that same question to Olympic athletes and said, look, if you take this steroid and it's going to kill you in 5 years, but you're guaranteed a gold medal, would you take it? And the majority of the athletes said, yes, absolutely. I would rather die in 5 years as a gold medalist, as a champion, as a winner, than to live as mediocre or average. So I think, yeah, I think that's a very valid question. But Henry Cejudo doesn't have to worry about it because he is a gold medalist. And so he doesn't have to take that choice.
Well, no, he does have to take the choice.
Why?
You know, your apparatus here is awful. Because, you know, and I'm not saying, I'm not insinuating that he did. I'm just saying, did he do anything that possibly could shorten? Not that he could get much shorter, but.
So Randy lives at. Why are you going to take it? You can't disrespect the Triple C like that.
I'm not disrespecting.
You can't say he's short.
Well, he is short.
He is.
You know,
smaller than the average.
He is height challenged. I think that's one way to say it. Our guest is here, by the way.
Oh, what?
He's in the parking garage.
Okay.
I like how he said he'd be here early.
It's great.
But he won't be.
Well, there are security measures in place, like this amazing plexiglass box that we're sitting in.
Well, here's the thing, and I did put up a picture of it. There is plexiglass that I think Lightning Steel could have done a much better job at. But here's my thoughts. You can't spit on me.
I cannot.
Because of the plexiglass. I can't spit on you. I can't breathe on you. I can't whatever. But our guest, who's going to be sitting to my right and your left, can literally do that. What good is the plexiglass in front of him going to do?
It's an illusion.
Chuck Liddell won't be able to spit on him because you did bring one of the MMA bobbleheads.
Is that weird that I brought up MMA bobblehead?
Nothing you do is surprising.
Well, he's a Mohawk guy. I'm a Mohawk guy. So I had to bring Chuck to the big dance.
Okay. Here's I'm going to reply to that. He's a cool dude. You're a tool bag. You have nothing to do with each other.
I think we should have a poll on the website. Who wore it better, Chuck Liddell or the Naked Pizza Man?
Chuck Liddell.
That's not part of the best. Okay, there,
it is part of one vote. You just said it.
I'm sorry, but friends and family of Knockout Radio are ineligible to be part of this promotion.
And even though there is no cheating, there is no any of that stuff. if I have to sway the vote, which I won't have to, we have some cool stuff to give away all week.
Oh,
you know, real quick before we hit the break, and then hopefully find our guest. again, it's difficult. See, people don't understand. You know, whether you're an everyday schmo like yourself, whether you're our limo driver. How about Knockout Radio has a limo?
We do.
Using, what's this we stuff?
We're French.
We're not French.
Je m'appelle Mateus.
We are not French. But Knockout Radio has the use of a limo all week long. And I was going to provide it for our guest, and I'm going to tell him that, which we should have done. But he's like, no, I have a car. I rented a car.
Wow. It would have been safer to do the show inside the limo. COVID can't get in that thing. It's got bulletproof glass and it's like tinted. It'd be a lot more safe than this thing.
Okay. Let me text him. Where are you? Here's the deal. Here's some of the things that we're going to give away.
Okay.
We have some tickets, VIP tickets, since you're not going, and you're not going.
To the polo thing?
You're not going.
I brought my swimsuit.
You're not going. We're not arguing.
I'm great at water polo.
We're not arguing. You are not going. I'm giving away your tickets. It is a big polo experience down in Sarasota. It's at the Sarasota Polo Club. So we're going to give away some of those tickets. VIP, whole nine yards. We're also going to give away a $50 gift certificate to the Country Depot, which is over up in John's neck of the woods up there in downtown Brooksville. This shop is unbelievable. It was so cool that when I looked at it on Facebook, I drove up there.
What is it?
It's a country store. Have you ever been to a country store?
Yeah,
like
course.
On the side of the road in, you know, we just went to some places very similar to this. That's right. He's got to go do the whole.
Yeah, he's got to scan in and, you know, check in. He's going to be a minute.
Yeah.
But maybe if he has the belt with him, they'll just open the gates for him.
All right. Let's go. Let's go hit this break. God, you take care of this real quick.
Okay.
We're going to take a break. We're going to try to get our guest there. And we'll take it from there. Coming to you live from Radio Row, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
John Owen, you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive. Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
The biggest bare knuckle event ever, Knuckle Mania. Friday, February 5th, live on pay-per-view. Featuring the highly anticipated debut of Paige VanZant against bare knuckle veteran Britton Hart. Plus, brutal Johnny Bedford defends his 135-pound title against the undefeated Dat Nguyen. And Chris the Crippler Lieben returns to face Quentin Henry. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship presents Knuckle Mania. Friday, February 5th, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, live on pay-per-view.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Join us on February 14th from noon till 3 p.m. at the Sarasota Polo Club for the Sport of Kings in the exclusive Polo Clubhouse. As a VIP, you'll enjoy an open bar, great food, VIP parking, a VIP gift bag, and much, much more. Go to festivalsofspeed.com for more info, directions, and how to purchase your VIP tickets. What a unique way to spend Valentine's Day and make this day a day you will never forget.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Mike Allstott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we're back live from a deserted radio row here at the Tampa Convention Center.
It's pretty empty.
Our guest is now trying to download the app
that
he needs to download or needed to download.
Well, the security measures are serious.
They're
taking it first class here. I mean, they're not taking any precautions.
And they shouldn't.
It's good, and it's great. I mean, because we want to keep live sports a thing.
Screw that. I want to keep alive.
That's true.
I mean, that's, to me, bigger than live sports.
But shout out to Dana White for being the first organization to come back live with the UFC and Fight Island, the Apex.
We will have a couple of the UFC fighters from this weekend's card.
Yes.
Unfortunately, there'll be no UFC fighters walking around Radio Row like last year, where we had virtually everybody on.
Spectacular.
Including Dana. Dana may be on this week, waiting for confirmation on that. BKFC back in town.
Yes.
They're right up the street in Lakeland. We do have some tickets to give away that as well. Paige Van Zandt will be your main event against Bret Hart. Matter of fact, the Knockout Radio limo will be picking up one of those two at the airport tonight.
That's so cool.
Maybe even both.
Oh, can I go?
No.
Does the driver need a navigator?
I have given specific instructions to the Knockout Radio limo that you're not even allowed in it. You're not even allowed to open the door.
That's true.
And that's the way it's going to stick.
I've never been inside it, but my daughter has. Isn't that something?
So Paige Van Zandt's fighting. Johnny Bedford is fighting, defending his title. Chris Lieben fighting again.
It's heavy.
It is.
And Bedford's fighting a guy who's undefeated.
And he's fighting a guy that there's some bad blood.
There is bad blood.
That win. So
how do you like that?
You know what? Maybe we could talk to Johnny and when Johnny, if Johnny knocks him out, he can stand over him, which I don't like, and say, "How about that?"
Oh. That's it'd definitely make a poster.
Let's. We've yet to even touch base on 22 minutes into the program. Why we're here?
Yes, we are here. We're home.
We are home. How nice is that?
It was a great
We last year we had to get up early. We had to go to some Cuban place for breakfast.
How come I didn't get breakfast from you today? We got to go to a Cuban place because the Cuban place is coming to us at 1:30.
Well, hopefully.
Well, they say there's Cuban sandwiches.
It's 1:30, but you know he's trying to. Here comes Johnny Lightning. So
yes.
Well, I don't know if that's good or bad. Well, no, he was supposed to go get our guest.
The trifecta would be Johnny Walker, so we could get a Cuban, a drink, and some steel.
Isn't Johnny Walker the name of the fighter?
Was Johnny Walker the fighter?
Yeah.
The liquor.
I wouldn't want that.
You're freshening up.
I wouldn't want that.
The show would be a lot more interesting at 3 o'clock.
If you're drinking?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about that.
It might warm me up because it's cold in here.
So a lot of stuff going on. All right. I don't know what that even means.
These security details are serious.
How did we get the app? How did we get the app to get?
All you have to do is take a photo of the barcode on the big sign out front.
That's what you
got. Or they have a tablet. They can put them in manually. Just have them ask for help.
Yeah, just ask for help.
Just raise his
hand. All right. So we are coming to you live. A cluster F as always. That's why people should come before.
Way earlier.
That's why we're here at 6.
Well, the good thing, maybe he can hang out, you know, after our other two interviews.
It's so weird. Well, he's going to have to. It's so weird that there's nobody walking around. There are no press conferences.
Well, we don't know that. I mean,
the press conferences are all by Zoom. Everything is Zoom.
Right.
So, yeah, there's been press conferences. Tom Brady's press conference was Zoom, which is what we've done all year long.
Sure. But the big affiliates, the big booths that we're accustomed to seeing at Media Row.
They're out.
They're out on the different parts of town, on the water. On
Kevin Carter, and I think he's CBS, is out there at Amateur Works.
Sure.
So it's all set up.
It's all spread out. So, but it's bringing love and joy to the whole city. The buzz is here. The buzz is real.
No, it's not.
It's
not.
But there's...
It's not.
It's coming.
When?
Starts today. Tomorrow?
You know, and it's kind of like what I was asked from ABC Action News. I don't feel the buzz. I really don't.
I was trying to hype it up, but there is no buzz.
Have you seen any of those booths, you know, on the side of the road where they sell the illegal T-shirts and such?
There's a couple pop-ups.
Well, you know why there's not? Because of our guest tomorrow, Chad Cronister.
Oh, he's put a shutdown.
Shut that bad boy down.
Locking him down.
Yep. Yep.
The sheriff don't play games.
So the sheriff is scheduled to be on tomorrow.
And if you don't listen, you might end up in one of his jails.
And that's what he said. But, you know, I don't see it anywhere. I don't see billboards. I don't see banners. I haven't driven over to the stadium.
The stadium's decked out. I mean, but it's no different than any other time of year. I mean, instead of a wide receiver's pace, it's now the logo of the NFL, the Super Bowl.
But didn't you feel... Last year, now again, it's COVID, it's all that. I get all that. And again, I haven't driven around Tampa. But I'm a little surprised, nothing in St. Pete. Really nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing in St. Pete.
Now, we're going to blame the virus.
Right.
But I don't know why we would do that.
I mean, you would think they would go all out. This is the only live event, I mean, all year.
What are your thoughts on ticket prices?
Crazy. At the first, do you remember what it cost to go to a Super Bowl back when your first one?
My first one?
Yeah, your first
one. I know you're trying to be a smart ass.
No, but I'm saying like the...
I believe the very first one, and I still have the ticket, I believe was $60.
Wow.
And that's probably in the 30s, not the year 30. I'm 30 Super Bowl. Now I'm starting to figure out how old he is. around, you know, the 30th Super Bowl.
Well, the guy over there, he said this is his 35th consecutive. Like, the guy with the UMass jacket on.
Well, good for him.
You guys are in the running, probably.
I'm not consecutive. I got on the naughty list.
Uh-oh.
Santa said, you naughty, we ain't dealing no more.
That's how it goes.
But yeah, I want to say the ticket that I have was $60. I believe that was the seat that I sat in Miami.
Unbelievable.
Because that's the only time I went to the Super Bowl in a seat.
Were you at the Super Bowl where Prince was singing in the rain?
That would be Miami.
Really?
And I left as soon as he got done. And I left the Super Bowl at halftime and went home and drove home from Miami. And here's how awful that one was. So they expected rain. down there.
Right.
So, you know, all the media was in a section. You know, if you're not in the press box, if you're not, you know, the upper echelon, you're sitting in the seat. And I was always cool with that. So this was probably, I'm going to make this up because I don't know.
Okay.
30 seats long, 30 rows.
Okay.
I'm making it up because I don't know.
Sure.
So they had a banner, not a banner, but like
an overhang,
a canopy or whatever,
right,
to cover the media. So the canopy was from seat 1 to seat 30.
Okay.
Guess what seat I had?
31.
One.
So the water.
So when the water, right.
It's like when we were at the Orlando City for the MLS All-Star Game. The media section was covered, and we were literally one row away from it getting rained on.
Right.
And then we had to pull some magic and ended up getting safe and dry.
Well, I don't remember getting safe and dry, but the thing about Prince from that particular Super Bowl was Prince didn't talk. Okay, so when they had the halftime press conference, Prince didn't talk.
What did he sing?
He grabbed a guitar and sang.
No.
Yep. Yep.
What?
Yep.
Oh, man. That's epic.
So that's what Prince did. I went to the press conference back in the day. Also in Miami, it was Kiss and Share, which was quite interesting.
How did the NFL select a city for the Super Bowl?
Well, they apply for it.
Oh, really?
You know, they kind of bid for it.
It seems like Miami is a lot on the roster. Like.
Well, Miami should be a lot because it's Miami. You know, it's also location. It's also what the city can do for the Super Bowl, for the fans, for the whole experience. You know, and that's why they didn't want to go back to Detroit. That's why they didn't want to go to Minnesota, partly because of the weather.
Sure.
Hasn't this been a crazy year for weather for us here
in
Tampa as well?
Look how cold it is.
Oh, my God.
It's cold here. We need a dome.
We need more jackets.
Yeah, we need a dome. I mean, it's cold outside. It's cold in here.
No, hopefully it'll warm up by game time. Hopefully it won't rain.
Yeah. Is that an advantage to either player or either team?
No. No, because I don't know how many games, if any, you know, the Bucs played in the rain this year.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I've always hated that because, like, I've always hated when, you know, fans have said – and media have said, well, the Bucs, you know, they can't go to Green Bay and win because it's cold.
Well, the quarterback came from New England.
Many players came from the North. Many players played in the North.
And if you're a pro athlete, you play in any condition.
Well, that's like Greg Hardy, and that's what he used to always say. You know, and I asked him, you know, numerous times about, you know, with COVID and no fans, and he's like, if you need fans to get, you know, hyped up, you're not a professional. If you have to worry about the weather, you're not a professional.
That's true.
When you get so caught up, it's kind of like, explain to me how a 95-pound mother can lift up a Volkswagen that just fell on their baby daughter.
Yeah.
My first question is, what is the baby's daughter, you know, the baby daughter doing under the Volkswagen?
Sure.
How did she let that happen? But for her to pick the Volkswagen up, when you're playing in a football game, I would assume, you're so riled up. It's kind of like when you play any other sports or softball or whatever. You're so caught up. You're cold.
Right.
But you're not thinking that. You're thinking of the next play. You're thinking of the next this, the next that. So cold, rain, weather is a factor, but I think it's way down the list. What's the top of the list is offensive linemen in Kansas City who now can't play because of the COVID.
Sure.
What is going to matter, Alex Kappa not being able to play due to injury.
His ankle.
What is going to matter, Vita Vea back out there. You know, he sure clogged up a lot up there in Green Bay.
Sure.
So.
But by playing in a dome, you take away the elements of, like, the wind, and, you know, it does change the gameplay.
I thought you said take away the helmets. And I'm like, no, we're not going back in time. We're moving ahead. All right, let's hit a quick break. Hopefully Johnny Lightning's helping to get Johnny Bedford up here. But we have a guest coming up at a quarter of. We have a guest coming at a quarter after. Johnny Bedford may be here a while. And he is brutal. Brutal Bedford back in the squared circle on Friday night. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from the Tampa Convention Center. The big game, Super Bowl. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it. 55, I just did. Derek Brooks. That's what we're going to call it from now on.
The
Derek Brooks Bowl. No, it's the Derek Brooks Bowl.
There it is.
Or Brooks Bowl 55.
Brooks Bowl 55.
Brooks Bowl 55.
Love it.
Patent it real quick. Coming to you live from the Tampa Convention Center. This is 8-Man Strong. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Where you talking about time or road?
is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Lynn Swan, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
The biggest bare knuckle event ever, Knuckle Mania. Friday, February 5th, live on pay-per-view. Featuring the highly anticipated debut of Paige VanZant against bare knuckle veteran Britton Hart. Plus, brutal Johnny Bedford defends his 135-pound title against the undefeated Dat Nguyen. And Chris the Crippler Leben returns to face Quentin Henry. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship presents Knuckle Mania. Friday, February 5th, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, live on pay-per-view.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Join us on February 14th from noon to 3 p.m. at the Sarasota Polo Club for the Sport of Kings in the exclusive Polo Clubhouse. As a VIP, you'll enjoy an open bar, great food, VIP parking, a VIP gift bag, and much, much more. Go to festivalsofspeed.com for more info, directions, and how to purchase your VIP tickets. What a unique way to spend Valentine's Day and make this day a day you will never forget.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer.
No, hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer Tony Dorsett. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
What are you looking at?
Hey! What are you looking like that?
Tony who?
Tony Dorsett, last year at the Taste of the NFL.
Because he remembered me.
Yeah, I didn't know you guys knew each other from back in the day.
Oh, no, that I got a story that I won't tell on air.
Oh, come on.
I can't.
This is the week to do it.
I can't do it.
Got football on the mind.
I can't do it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's that bad?
It's bad.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's not bad. It's just,
A story.
Yeah, it's just a story.
Well, at least I got to hear it off air.
Yeah, I'll think about it. You know, because there was a former person that would do that a lot. You know, on the air, and you know, I have inside. It's not necessarily inside. I'm going to think about whether I want to tell the Tony Dorsett story.
Oh,
yeah, I may. I may do it in the second hour.
But I remember you guys knew each other. Okay,
we go back. we have history.
Okay.
Hey, there's a cool event, and we're going to talk to Mike Dempsey about it.
Yes.
Next hour, that If you're driving,
I'm in.
I'm going.
You know I'm driving. I'm always driving.
The problem is...
Well, we have a limo now. Maybe we take the limo.
Yeah. I think that may work.
That is what we have to do.
Okay. You're paying for gas.
Done.
You're paying for food.
Deal.
For all three of us.
You don't get to pick the restaurant, though. That could get really costly really quick.
No, I'll let you pick the restaurant. But you owe me that from your blunder last year.
What did I do last year?
At dinner.
I tried to sneak steal an A into a...
No, no. The dinner catastrophe that you did at the all-you-can-eat Brazilian.
Yeah, I did throw you under the bus.
Yes, you did. So we're going to get... I'm going to get you back. That's what we'll do. If they allow us to go, this is a very cool... I'm looking forward to it. Some of the names that will be there, Johnny Damon, Tracy Morgan, Dwight Gooden, Vinny Pazienza, Larry Holmes.
Larry Holmes.
Jerry Cooney. This could be this Mickey Ward.
Mickey Ward, what?
Well, Mickey, no. Jerry Cooney was trained by Mickey Ward. I don't think... yeah, I'm trying to read this as we go, which is never good.
It's on the fly, though.
Yeah. Well, everything we do is on the fly.
That's why it's so raw, so good, so real.
It doesn't feel like it's a Super Bowl. It doesn't feel like Super Bowl week. And how about producer brings two sandwiches?
Because he's not eating.
I think he went to the school of you, because that's a move you would do.
I don't think he realized he's not going to have a sandwich when he gets back.
Oh, my goodness.
The question is, how long before we take the plexiglass down and we just talk normal? I mean, I just don't get it.
I'm baffled. I am totally baffled by people.
I just don't.
No, you have no idea what's going on outside that door right now.
Oh no!
How do I find this? It's Super Bowl week. Unbelievable. Let's eat his sandwiches.
That's true. Okay.
I think we very well may do that. I am excited about Sunday.
Are you?
I am excited about Sunday.
Hometown.
Hometown has nothing to do with it.
First time hometown team.
Has nothing to do with it. That I'm not excited. I could care less about
that.
Are
we home or away?
First of all, we are not French.
No.
You're not French. You have nothing to do with either team. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are the home team.
They are.
How ironic if it would have been the other way around.
They would have been
because it alternates.
Visiting locker room.
Right. They would have been in the USF locker room, and Kansas City would have been in the Bucs locker room.
Wow. That would have been crazy.
It would have been.
Mahomes using Brady's locker, his toothbrush.
Leaving things in there, leaving little notes, little love notes, whoever. Tommy, I'd like you so much. Tommy, will you come hang out? Can we play golf? Can we hang out? Can we do things? But again, I'm excited for what could happen on Sunday.
And that is?
The Buccaneers winning this game.
And the GOAT takes himself to a level that will never be touched.
Well, I honestly believe he already is.
Yeah.
I think he is at a level. You know, you never say never.
Sure.
You know.
Because Mahomes could be the next GOAT that goes, I mean, he went back-to-back at, what, age 21?
He could. But you never say never. I don't think anybody will ever duplicate anything Tom Brady has done. Total Super Bowls, Super Bowl wins, you know, either one of those. I don't think, but never say never.
Is this his 10th Super Bowl? 10th Super Bowl?
I believe so, yes.
That's unreal.
Yeah.
How many players play a whole career and never make it to one?
If Tom Brady wins on Sunday, I saw this somewhere. If Tom Brady wins on Sunday, he'll have more Super Bowl rings than any team. Than any team. I also saw something, and it's not really said properly, but, you know, it's a cute little whatever, that Tom Brady has as many NFC playoff wins, as Aaron Rodgers, as Drew Bledsoe, as, and this is his first year, because you have to count, even though it's not a playoff win, when he won a Super Bowl, it was beating an NFC team.
You're talking about Drew Brees.
I'm saying over Drew Brees, right. Over Aaron Rodgers, over any of them.
Because he just got into this division.
Right. Into this conference.
Right,
this is the first year that he's obviously in the conference, and he has more NFC wins. But again, that's counting a Super Bowl win as a playoff win,
right.
Which it is and it isn't. It's not a playoff. It's a Super Bowl. But a Super Bowl is the end of the playoffs.
And going back to that one year where the Giants beat him, Like, if he would have won that season, they would have gone undefeated. So he would have been the GOAT and have the undefeated perfect season if they would have won that year.
If they would have. If there wasn't Stickum on Giants' helmets.
Bubblegum.
You think it was Bubblegum, not Stickum?
I think it was Bubblegum.
All right. Let's hit this break a couple minutes early. I'm going to tell you what's going on outside that door.
Are they fighting? Are they brawling? They're going to fight with Brutal Bedford.
It's not pretty. But coming to you live from the Tampa Convention Center, cluster as it is always when we're involved, it's a cluster.
That's what happens when you're late to the show.
That's ironic that you said that.
That's what's wrong.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Here come the jesters. 1, 2, 3.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
How you doing? This is Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Join us on February 14th from noon to 3 p.m. at the Sarasota Polo Club for the Sport of Kings in the exclusive Polo Clubhouse. As a VIP, you'll enjoy an open bar, great food, VIP parking, a VIP gift bag, and much, much more. Go to festivalsofspeed.com for more info, directions, and how to purchase your VIP tickets. What a unique way to spend Valentine's Day and make this day a day you will never forget.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Hi guys, this is Vin A. of the Bronx Wanderers. I'm excited to announce Dad and I will be performing at Ruth Eckerd Hall March 16, 17, and 18. Go to our website, thebronxwanderers.com, and we hope to see you there. Stay tuned to Knockout Radio.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Matt Millen down in Tampa. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back up to you live from Radio Row as we get ready for, what do we call it? Brooks Bowl 55? Brooks Bowl 55. You need to go get more before they stop food. Johnny Lightning still hadn't even noticed I ate his sandwich.
Did you see how fast I got down there and back with the food? I'm the lightning one now.
All right. We have always thought, and I'm not trying to kiss ass, we have always thought a great deal about our next guest.
Oh, he's a legend.
Okay. I mean, coolest dude, except for the time he yelled at me in Wyoming, which is still pretty funny.
Why'd he yell at you?
God, you can
yell at him.
He thought I was a tool.
He said cage sign. I was like, that's not a cage, sir. Yeah. That's a ring. There's ropes. That's not a cage.
That's who corrected you?
Yeah, that's who corrected me.
Wow.
Brutal Johnny Bedford hanging out. Johnny, how are you?
I am well. Thanks for having me, guys. Awesome.
So we're going to talk about
you. I'm glad we're friends now, by the way.
Oh, I am too. No, and you know, we're good friends.
Yes,
we're not
absolutely.
Just, you know, my wife always gives me a hard time because, you know, I interview so many people and I call a lot of people friends. And let's be honest, and we all know this, not everybody's a friend.
Right.
You would hope they are, but things, you know, not always just because you do an interview. But yes, I do consider you a friend.
And I as well. Thank you.
I'm very pumped that you are here. We'll get back to that story in Wyoming. We'll get to Friday, you know, and we talked about what we'd like to see you do on Friday, but we'll talk about that in a minute. But let me explain what just happened. Did I already tell the story about what happened when we met that policeman? Did I tell that on air or was that off air?
No, Nashville. That was off air.
Okay. All right, so we'll leave it off air just because we don't. In case my brother's listening, I don't want to bring up, you know, bad stories. But we're at the Super Bowl. We're at the Super Bowl, right?
Which is, other than the White House, probably the most secure place in America right now.
I would say that to be true. You know,
I would agree. We had like dogs sniffing our car just to get in the parking lot. I've went through rows and rows of people, security. It's crazy to get in here. It's awesome.
I probably should have said, and I didn't think of it, Johnny, but I probably should have said when you said you were coming early, I'm thinking to myself, well, that's great. But I should have said, make sure you're even earlier because of that. I should have told you that. And I didn't think of that. Long fellow deed story short, somehow Johnny Bedford is on Radio Row. And he didn't have his driver's license with him. That's how big of a legend Johnny Bedford is.
Well, when you show up and your eyes are purple and your hands are busted up, like they know who you are.
See, the belt might have helped.
If you had the belt.
I should have brought the belt.
The belt would have.
I'm thinking radio. What do I need a belt for? No one's going to see it, but I should have brought one.
Well, you know, and we talked about why you didn't and why we wanted you to, and it worked out better.
Yep.
You know, that way you can get to some training and you don't have to hang
Johnny,
out here all day.
One belt or two belts? Are you?
I have two. Well, I'm the bare knuckle fighting championship world champ, and then because of bare knuckle's resurgence, the Police Gazette belt, which was the bare knuckle belt hundred years ago, has been brought back out. So when I won the BKFC World Championship, I also became the Police Gazette American champion. And to make the story, I guess, a little bit longer, Friday night I plan on collecting a third belt because the Police Gazette World Championship belt is on the line. So I keep the Police Gazette American belt no matter what. The BKFC belt is on the line, but Dat and I are also fighting for the Police Gazette World belt. So
the triple champ. Move over, Henry Cejudo.
Yeah, well earned. I'm not saying that Henry's two, but you know, this would be three. Who makes all those Police Gazette decisions? Is it Bert? Bert lays the rules?
Scott Bert is the president of the Police Gazette. He's brought the Police Gazette back to life. You know, bare knuckle became a thing, and Scott Burt runs the Police Gazette Hall of Fame, the Bare Knuckle Boxing Hall of Fame in Knuckletown, New York. And yeah, he brings back the history of it. That's what's cool about it. He brings back, you know, the John L. Sullivan stories and all that stuff. So it's very cool.
Now, Johnny, I was on Facebook the other day. I saw Scott Burt post some commemorative bare knuckle boxing
gloves.
Yeah,
he gave me a hard time about it.
Why are there commemorative gloves? I get a belt. I get a medallion. But what is the bare knuckle boxing glove about, and what is it for?
I honestly, I don't have an answer for that one.
Because we're not
training in bare knuckle. I know that. So maybe that would be my only guess. I think you're probably right, Randy.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't know much about the gloves. I'll ask Scott personally when I see him here in the next couple of days.
All right, I should probably have asked you this question off the air, but since we didn't have time, you know, since you just walked in, and I'm not trying to start anything, and, you know, we do a lot with David Feldman, and I'm just curious, and I should have texted you because we do talk often. Why has it been so long since, A, I've seen you, and B, we've all seen you in the squared circle?
Well, I think the pandemic has a big part of it, and, you know, when I won my world championship fight, probably the highlight of my career, you know, back, year and a half ago now, I knew right away that it was going to be hard to keep fights because the sport was so new and there wasn't a roster of fighters underneath me building their way up to become a number one contender. I went through a tournament, so I clearly made myself the number one fighter in the world and just beat the second best guy in the world. So there was no number one contender. So my fifth fight, that was my fight number four with bare knuckle when I won the world championship. My fifth fight, I actually went up a weight class just to stay active because I knew they wouldn't be able to have anyone yet to have me defend the belt against. I won my fifth fight up a weight class. I was scheduled to fight 4 months ago. And don't blame the pandemic, but kind of blame the pandemic, I guess. I went 0-100 and I got injured and, I had to pull out of that fight with, Dat Nguyen, who I'm fighting this weekend. And, my goal was that they just pushed it back one event and let me heal up and I'll be good to go. And unfortunately it didn't really worked out, but they matched him up with Reggie Barnett, who I fought for the world title, and they were going to do an interim title and find out who the true number one contender is. And it made sense because if Reggie did win that fight, okay, then maybe I would fight Reggie again. It made sense. But then Dat pulls out 2 days before that fight with a sniffles after talking a bunch of mess about me. So it was like, it was crazy, but I think it was a business decision on his part. I think that Reggie's a tough fight for him, and if he would have lost that fight, he would have never got a chance at the real belt and never got a chance to get in the ring with me. So I think he made a business decision. I think he found a way out, not to take a risk of losing a fight, to keep this opportunity alive for him. And it worked out for him because here we are, Knuckle Mania, February 5th, Dat Nguyen gets what he wants. What he thinks he wants, I should say.
I'm going to let you tell Johnny what, basically you came up with it, even though I'll take credit for it, what we want Johnny to say after the fight on Friday.
That's what you get?
No, how about that?
How about that?
Yeah, how about that, right?
Take that.
That's right.
Take that. It's like a puppy, like the Notorious B.I.G.
When you're looking at a fight, and it's kind of like what we were talking about before, What are you looking for? Are you looking for, you know, it needs to be a fight that makes sense? Are you looking for a fight that it's money? Are you looking for, you don't want to, you know, help somebody else's career? What is number one and number two when you're looking for who you're going to fight?
I want big fights. I'm not old, but I'm getting older in this sport. I'm really good at this sport and I want to keep going. I'm looking for big fights, big paychecks, and ultimately I'm looking for a legacy. I'm the only guy in the promotion that's 5-0. I plan on being 10-0. Sounds a little bit arrogant maybe, but I plan on being the greatest bare knuckle boxer of all time. And that's my goal. I'm going to win this fight. I've got a big name contender in front of me. I think that's going to solidify, like when I become 6-0 and I beat Dat Nguyen, a former world champion in boxing, it's going to raise a lot of eyebrows. And then the next step is just going up a weight class. And I plan on going through that weight class in an 8-man tournament the same way and grab myself a couple more belts on my way out.
Does the geography matter? Like city, like this is Super Bowl weekend. It's attached to it, even though it's not in Tampa. It's down the street in Lakeland. Did that have a factor into the taking this fight? Or
oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, this is their biggest card to date, so this is a big one. I hear people on the media and stuff talking, why are you not the main event? Why are you not the main event? You're fighting for a world title. Well, we're the co-main event with Paige Van Zandt's the main event, who's never even fought bare knuckle before, but it's a business and I understand it. So I'm not upset at all. If Paige gets a million people to tune in and buy this pay-per-view, guess what? They all get to watch Johnny Bedford the fight right before. And I think people will start to realize like, wow, this guy really is special. And that's really what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to cement a legacy here of bare knuckle boxing.
A lot of people have asked me that exact question. And that is the answer. It is a business. And you're a smart enough guy to know that people are going to tune in that have never watched bare knuckle, that may not even watch combat sports because of the $2.3 million followers that Paige Van Zandt has. And all it can do is benefit you, benefit us, benefit the sport, benefit everybody.
I agree 100%. Yeah. Yeah. I hope that I hope she does well. I hope she sells a million pay-per-views and I hope, you know, the sport continues to grow. It's good for the business. It's good for the fighters. It's good for everyone. If bare knuckle's making money, then we have a leg to stand on. We want more money.
Right. If they make money, you make money.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, if they're not making money, they can't pay the fighters, and they can't pay the upper echelon fighters as well. We're at the top of the hour. You're going to hang out a little while?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from Radio Row here at Brooks Bowl 55. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Son. More details on how you can win that $50 gift certificate in the next hour.
Watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm James Lofton, and you know who you are on the other side of the dial, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.